It's nearly 70 degrees at the southern border, where Patty Brown is living for the month of January.
And I am talking to you from Brownsville, Texas, from the Gateway Bridge, which passes between Brownsville and the Mexican city of Matamoros.
The Haines resident crosses the bridge daily to volunteer in a migrant camp across the Rio Grande. She helps serve dinners and puts her credentials to use, teaching children during the day.
These are sort of just makeshift schools in tents, and the one today is called the Sidewalk School. And so kids come because they're very, very eager to learn, and they like to be with each other, and they like the engaging experiences provided by volunteer teachers.
When she returns to the U.S. side of the border, Brown and a rotating group of 20 to 50 activists called Witness at the Border gather under the palms and oaks in Xeriscape Park, a small green space bounded by multi-lane boulevards.
It's hectic feeling, but we want an audience, so that's a good thing.
They're protesting U.S. Homeland Security's migrant protection protocols, a Trump administration policy aimed at increasing safety at the border. What MPP means is that non-citizens seeking asylum at the southern border must wait in Mexico rather than the United States for the duration of their immigration proceedings. Mexico is responsible with providing humanitarian protections. That's led to migrant camps like the one in Matamoros, where Brown volunteers. She says it's mostly families from Central America, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador.
You know, at face value, it looks like doing pretty well considering the circumstances. But when we sit down and have an opportunity to actually talk to people, we hear horrible stories about what they left in their own home country, what they experienced on their way up through Mexico, and what happens to them at the camp at night.
The camps are tidy, and Brown says the air is filled with smoke. Some families build makeshift ovens out of mud or discarded materials, say the spinner from a defunct washing machine, and prepare hot lunches they can sell to earn a little bit of money. Haines is nearly 4,000 miles away at the northern border, but it's a Haines-sized population that is unhoused, living in small tents without running water or electricity. That's what hits home for Brown.
We get houses, and we get to turn on the lights and turn off the lights when we want, and we get running water, and we get flush toilets, and they get none of those things, and they have to live like this for months.
The wait for a hearing is long. Homeland Security reports a near 800,000 case backlog. They say that 9 out of 10 cases from the Northern Triangle, that is, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, are denied refugee status. In December, Governor Mike Dunleavy agreed to continue to accept refugees in Alaska after President Trump gave states the option to refuse them. Anchorage-based Catholic Social Services is the only refugee resettlement program in Alaska. But state refugee coordinator Issa Spatrisano told KHNS in an email that individuals from the southern border are not resettled through her program. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strumpel.